CrispyTerrorReviewFix.com. Interview with David Sanchez from Havoc. How you doing, Dave?
Doing great. Freezing my balls.
It is a pretty cold day. I read that you recorded Time Is Up in your house. Is this true?
Yep. It was done in my basement. Right next to the laundry. Right next to the washer and dryer.
Were you doing laundry at the time?
Sometimes. We can do laundry as long as we're tracking, like, bass.
Yeah. Did you do the same for your other releases?
Yep. So far to date, I've recorded everything we put out.
Wow.
And I started out not knowing how to do anything, but after doing it now for like 6 or 7 years, I'm starting to understand what I'm doing and actually be all right.
Are you self-taught in audio engineering, or did you take courses?
No, I'm pretty much self-taught. I mean, there's a lot of information that you can find on the internet and stuff. So, self-taught, trial and error on top of just independent research, you know. Wow. Takes a lot of time to get it all right.
Yeah. How many other bands have you done other than Havoc?
Probably, I would guess, like a dozen other bands. But when I'm not on the road, I mix front of house and do monitors at venues too. So that really helps translate into doing recordings.
Any particular favorite bands come to mind that you've worked with?
Witchhaven.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. How are they?
Awesome. I love those guys.
When you did DOA, I noticed that when the band is playing in the video, it's black and white, and then all their gear and just random parts are highlighted green.
Right.
Whose idea was that?
It was kind of all of our ideas. We originally wanted to do a whole video, just all black, white, and green, but we didn't think we would do a third video for this album, so we just used that idea for the DOA video. Mm-hmm. But it looks cool.
Does the song have any, other than the clear message of not driving while drunk, is there any, like, significant meaning to it? Like, was this about a friend or any incident in your past?
Nope. DOA was not written about anybody, and it wasn't written as, like, a you better not do this type of thing either. It was just, like, every once in a while I'll just be in the shower and come up with an idea for writing a song, and I thought killing yourself in a vehicle is a pretty gnarly song to write, so that's what happened.
What inspires your lyrics?
It's kind of all over the place. Just something will click in my head and spark an idea. Mm-hmm. There's not really like a method or a usual way of going about how to get ideas for lyrics. It just happens.
Have you guys been working with any new, have you been working on any new material?
Yep. We just got done tracking the music for a new EP that'll come out sometime this year.
Mm-hmm. Any ideas floating around with, like, titles, or it's just too early to tell?
It's a little too early in the ball game to tell, but all that stuff will be coming to surface soon.
Mm-hmm. And are you going to be testing any of the new material on the tour?
Not on this trip, but I would imagine we will, either on the Sepultura tour or whatever comes after that.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Sepultura tour, which Sepultura album would be your favorite?
Fuck, man. Probably Arise.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because I love Beneath the Remains and I love Chaos AD, but Arise is like the best of both of those albums put together.
How do you feel about David Green compared to Max Cavalera?
Dude, when I saw fucking Sepultura the last time, I had seen Cavalera Conspiracy like a week before, and honestly, Sepultura was better.
Hmm. So he does good justice to all the classics.
Yeah, dude. They were awesome.
Good. And who's your favorite band to tour with at this moment?
At this moment? That we have toured with?
Yes.
Shit, I don't know. I have fun with everybody. Yeah, I don't really have a favorite band to tour with. They're all fun to fucking hang out with, and we have friends all over the place, man, so
right.
Can't pick. It's like having kids. They're all great.
Yeah. Now, would that go the same with a band that you would most like to tour with? Like, is there any specific band that you would most like to tour with?
If we ever got the chance to play with, like, Metallica or Iron Maiden, I'd probably shit my pants. So maybe someday that'll happen. When it does, hopefully I'm wearing a diaper.
Hopefully not because you're old either.
Yeah, I hope not.
Who's your favorite non-metal influence?
Non-metal influence? I have a lot of non-metal influences, but I would probably say the biggest one probably have to be like Mr. Bungle or fucking maybe like Boston. I love a lot of music. I try to pull ideas from a lot of different things. I listen to a lot of jazz and classical music and funk and, you know, kind of everything. It's fun to work everything into metal songs. Take ideas from all the other genres that aren't metal and put it into a metal song. For instance, like the part in DOA where everybody's going dun da 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 dun da 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 dun da 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 dun. That part is super not metal. Like, that idea was totally taken from, like, jazz. Because I don't think a lot of metal bands would have done that on that part.
What else do you do on your downtime other than record bands and do the sound engineering?
I don't know. that's about it, dude. I pretty much eat, drink, sleep, breathe music, so.
Very cool.
Pretty much doing something music related at any given time.
What's the least favorite question that you've been asked?
That one.
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't have a least favorite question. I don't know. Nothing comes to mind. I've never been offended by a question.
That's good to know. What question do you get asked the most?
You know, the typical, how did the band start? And, you know, how long have you been together? Those are the ones that you're like, ah. Got to answer this question again, but I don't mind. It's nice to let people know.
Right. And finally, what's your superpower?
My superpower? Like, in real life or a fake superpower?
Either or. It's your power.
Damn. I don't have any superpowers.
You're Batman.
No, Batman's got a lot of money. I really don't know. I don't have any superpowers. Like I said, I'm just a dude. My fart stinks. Fucking pee a couple times a day. Nothing's different. So, I'm sorry, I don't have a good answer for that, but...
That's a great answer.
I don't have a superpower.
No, that's perfectly fine. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Take care and good luck with everything.
Thank you. Should
Fantastic.
Be a good year, man.
Yeah. Dude, I can't wait to see you guys tonight. I love having it.